Radio friends, I welcome you to the broadcast of today. I do hope you are beginning to enjoy these messages, which are able to bring the needed transformation required to access the riches of Christ. The Word of God says we should renew our mind through transformation of our thoughts and lifestyle. In the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Our topic today is seeking God's counsel in prayer. Seeking God's counsel in prayer. If there is any time we need to seek God, it is this year. We shall be reading from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 5. Genesis chapter 12, 1 to 5. Let us read from the New Living Translation. The Lord has said to Abram, "Leave your native country, your relatives, your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be blessed through you." Verse 4 reads, "So Abram departed as the Lord had instructed, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all his wealth, his livestock, and all the people he had taken into his household at Haran, and headed for the land of Canaan." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you are a Father that speaks and gives direction to your people. If only we can seek your counsel, you are ready to give us direction. May you please help us and all our hearers to learn to hear from you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We are not going to discuss the content of the passage we've read. Rather, we are highlighting the issue that the Jewish nation was established through Abraham hearing God speak to him and responding in obedience. From that period, the legacy of God speaking to men and getting their response continued. There were times when God spoke and people did not respond, and then the plan of God stalled or was aborted. When we eliminate the possibility of God speaking to human beings, the whole history of Israel, the Bible, and Christianity would not be possible. By the way, did you notice what the Bible said about the people or nations who will bless Israel or treat Israel with contempt? God said to Abram, the father of Israel, "I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt." Our country, Nigeria, voted against the United States of America in the United Nations. When the United States of America recognized Jerusalem as the eternal capital of Israel, we need to repent and dissociate ourselves from this official position of Nigeria. We cannot be against the will of God about Jerusalem. Let's get back to our topic. The end of the Old Testament ushered in the coming of our Lord Jesus. He continued the legacy of God speaking to mankind. Our Lord Jesus made it clear that he was in constant communication with the Father. Furthermore, Jesus told his disciples that even after he would have ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit would help every believer to keep in touch and to communicate with the Heavenly Father. It is not possible to eliminate the issue that God speaks to human beings. The Bible is God's word preserved from ancient times for we human beings. It is now our turn to hear God in this generation, to enable us to set in motion his acts and his works for our own generation. Radio friends, it is our turn to seek and receive counsel from God concerning our circumstances. One of the names of our Master Jesus is Counselor. Unfortunately, the multiplicity of unbiblical prayer groups and manuals are not helping matters. Prayer has been reduced to asking, commanding, prophesying to people what God has not said. Let me mention three reasons why it is important to listen to the Lord and hear his counsel. Number one, prayer is not only asking, but consultation or conferencing. Asking and commanding, talking and talking to God is a gross misrepresentation of prayer. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 to verse 20, the Bible says, "Come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. If you will obey me, you will have plenty to eat. But if you turn away and refuse to listen, you will be devoured by the sword of your enemies. I, the Lord, have spoken." Number two reason, prayer means getting our master's instruction. We are servants of the Lord. We are co-workers and employees in his kingdom business. The business is his. Therefore, we need to get instruction and learn from him how he wishes to run his enterprise. The number three reason is the Lord has wonderful plans for our lives, and his extent and grandeur is beyond human imagination. When we limit the Lord's involvement in our lives to the limited capacity of our human planning, we will live severely below his intentions for our lives. The only way we can get a glimpse of the great things he has planned for us is to wait before him until he reveals those plans to us. The Bible says, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Friends, I want to encourage you to learn to seek counsel from the Lord. He will download his plans to you. There is no substitute to seeking counsel from the Lord. The measure of the revelation or direction we will receive from our master will depend on how close we are to him. You will need to draw near to God this year. This will cause God to give you his counsel and guide you appropriately. Radio friends, you may notice that God is seeking you to have this level of relationship with you. You cannot afford to remain unresponsive to his invitation. This year, open your heart and receive him. you will become a new person. You will see a hunger for intimate relationship with God develop in your life. Lay your right hand on your chest as an act of faith as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, you've always longed for a close relationship with your people. Please, Lord, this your child who is laying hand on the chest as an act of faith, may you please create a hunger or desire to seek you always in their heart. And as they call on you, avail them of your counsel and guidance. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.